Yo, what's going on, everybody? Let me cut this up a little bit. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson. Hey, man, we're going to get straight into it, man. Today's episode, man, we're going to talk about putting on the face. More so men. Women, yeah, y'all literally put on a face, no offense. But I'm talking about putting on the face, man. I'm talking about having to be something you're not based on your environment and how you came up. All right. So basically, man, listen, long story short, we're going to just get right into it. So as a youngster, right? Everything was fairly good. Mom, dad, brother, everyone was around. But around 10, I moved to my grandma's house. My grandma and my grandfather's house, they had already passed. I was about 10 years old. But it was great for my mom. You know, she didn't have to pay any rent. You know what I mean? Everything was seeming kind of good. She was back home in the family house. Everything just seemed kind of good. You know, my uncle was there. Rest in peace. He was there. She was back kind of with family. Everything seemed good, but it was only one problem. I guess it's a problem. We was in the hood. Y'all already know how this shit go. We was in the hood, right? So me being 10 and kind of growing up, not in the suburbs, but kind of like it wasn't shooting and gangbanging and, you know, all type of wild shit and going on then, because it wasn't like, it was a apartment complex and it was, you know, it was mixed. Everybody was kind of out there. It wasn't just black or white or whatever the case was. It was mixed. So we moved from there, left all my friends. And then went to it completely. I remember the first night we stayed there and it was just gunshots. Bah, 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 bah. This guy killed 2 German shepherds or some crazy shit like that. But anywho, man, it wasn't all, you know, crazy because I had a lot of family down there too. I had a lot. I mean, I can't even fucking count all my cousins. I have no idea how many motherfucking cousins I got. But, anyways, man, you know, got around certain family, got around friends, and I mean, these niggas was rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was wild. I had to kind of adapt to that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't used to, like, clicking up, you know what I'm saying? And it was, like, one of them things where, like, I was kind of hesitant. I was always kind of quiet at first, you know what I'm saying? I was always kind of just in my head all the time, you know what I mean? Depending on who knew me. Like, if you was, like, really my friend, then I was probably kind of wild. But, like, if I was, like, an associate or whatever, you probably thought I was a quiet guy. But, anyway, man, growing up in the hood, man, like, I don't got to explain this shit to black folk. Y'all already know what the fuck going on. But if you ain't from the hood, you can kind of understand what I'm saying. I'm putting on the face, but if you from the suburbs, no offense, I ain't trying to play anybody, but if you're from the suburbs or somewhere else where it ain't a lot of wild shit going on, then it's different. But like in the hood, it's fucked up. Like, you gotta click up. Like, if you don't click up, you're lame, you're a sucker. I mean, this is back then. I don't know what the fuck going on now with these niggas, but like back then, you had to click up. You had to get with someone. You had to, you know what I mean? Your group was your group, and wherever the fuck you was from, that's you guilty by association. So growing up, man, we have, it's almost like a fucking pack mentality. It's like a, and again, I can't speak on the opposite sex because I don't know anything about that per se. I'm a dude. I'm just speaking on dude. But like, you had to put on this face like you was something you weren't. If you got around certain people and you started talking about certain things, it was like, oh, this nigga's a square, this nigga's corny. And you're not really supposed to care what nobody say, but you're young. See, you do give a fuck what somebody say about you because you don't want to be that lame, goofy, whack, none of that shit. So you got who you got with, and you, like I said, you went with the herd. That's what I did, went with the herd. Now, I wasn't like no thug in the streets and no shit like that, but I was around thugs in the street. I was around street situations where shit went left. And a lot of things my mom, my pops, well, they never knew what the fuck I was doing. They never knew about a lot of shit. Again, so many crazy stories. Shout out Vaughn. It's like, bro, I gotta stay on track with this. I gotta stay on track. But anyway, they're talking about put on the face. Why do we put on the face? I can't speak for y'all, but I can speak for myself. I put on the face, man, because of fear. Fear of being an outsider. Fear of not having protection. Fear of standing out. Because, you know, in the hood, you stand out. Motherfuckers see you. Fear of being judged. Fear of a whole lot of shit. So it's like, you know, and a lot of the guys, not me, I had my father, but a lot of the guys in the hood, you know, they didn't have their dad, they didn't have their pops. So it's like they're looking for acceptance. You know what I mean? They wanna fit in somewhere. And when you ain't got shit to look up to and you in that type of environment, you see what I'm saying? It's like, it's almost like you born fucked up. It's like, it's crazy. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, it's almost like you were born to be that. And that's like some of their mindsets. It's like, yo, it's like these niggas just can't stop doing certain shit. You know what I mean? Like street shit. But again, a lot of these guys, man, they put on a face. And man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man, that fucking face will get you killed. Like, for real. I did some shit not too long ago that I'm not proud of. I'm gonna tell y'all about that in another episode. Like, some wild shit. Not, I don't know. I guess it depends on what your definition of wild is. But it was some shit, you know what I mean? But anyway, man, it's like, again, man, I'm growing. And a lot of men, like, I'm 32. I'm a little old starting out. You know what I'm saying? A little old for this internet shit, but whatever. It's everyone's playground. But it's like, you know, you got to put on a face. And I always felt like I could never really be who I truly was or who I truly needed to be. And I'm not going to cap. Like, my whole life, wearing these faces and being confused about your identity as a person, like, damn. Who the fuck am I? Where do I stand? Like, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? I'm seeing everybody progressing. I got cousins in the military and, you know, things like that. And it's like, man, you got to kind of break out of that shell and just be who you are. And that shit is scary. Like, the transition I'm going through, bro, that shit is scary. A lot of people don't know me. Don't talk a lot to a lot of people. They really, like, you know. Some of y'all know me a little bit, but y'all know me a lot because the truth is, I'm scared to open up to a lot of you niggas. Scared to open up to a lot of family. Scared to open up to my parents about certain things. Why? Shit, I don't know why yet. Honestly, I really don't know why. But even with my parents, it was like, it was an act for them. I would act one way when I'm with the niggas outside. And then when I come home, my parents didn't know anything about what I was doing. They knew a little bit, but they didn't know some of the shit that I was doing. But man, truth is, man, like I said a little while ago, that shit'll get you killed, man. I don't know who this shit's gonna reach, if anybody. But it's like, man, I just wanna say, like, if you young, whatever, like in your 20s, teens, whatever, like, bro, just be who you are. Like, be who you are. And I know that shit is easier said than done because, again, when you're in that environment, it's almost like it's taught. It's taught. Like, the nigga that smile a lot, you know? Like, what's up with this nigga? What the fuck he smiling for? It's I don't want to say demonic, but it's like, I guess, you know, all men, white, black, whoever, kind of go through that. But when you go through that as a man, check this out. All men go through that male shit where you got to kind of, you know what I'm saying? You're going to go with the pack. You're going to make your own way. You're going to be like, what you going to do? But like, being in the hood with all of that wild shit going on, and you trying to learn how to be a man, but a lot of the niggas around you is blind leading the blind, and you blind, and it's the people that you following blind as fuck as well. But I had my pops though. We ain't had the best relationship. I'm gonna just go ahead and motherfucking say it. He gonna hear this shit, probably get mad. I don't care. I gotta be real now. This is the beginning of me being real. You know what I'm saying? I love the dude to death. And I understand now as a grown up that, you know what I'm saying, he had to do certain shit and he's dealing with certain shit. But, you know, to all the young guys out there, man, find your real friends. Find motherfuckers that's going to tell you when you fucked up. Find people that's going to be, even if everybody else say they're a motherfucking square. And I know this shit is hard because it's almost like human nature to run with the pack. But like, if you find somebody that's solid, man, be solid with them. Are they going to be perfect? Hell no, they're not going to be perfect. But just show them respect, man. And I'm thinking about a situation as I'm telling y'all this, man. But like, find your friends. If you're going to put on a face, man, I'm going to speak to my black homies for this. Just put on a face for, I hate to say this, but put on a face for the white man just to get your bread. Like you know what I'm talking about. Y'all seen Sorry to Bother You. Putting on your white voice. White people ain't got to put on no fucking white voice. We got to put on a white voice. So in a sense, I'm kind of wrapping around. It's almost like you just, I hate to say this as a black man, but it's just like you got to wear a face. And in certain occasions, not all the time, but yeah. I need someone else on this podcast with me. I need to talk to somebody. That's what I need. I need to talk to somebody about this shit. Because I'm literally just going off the top right now. And it's like, why do we put on the face? As men, I know it's just a part of, again, growing up. But it's like, I'm trying to speak from a black, I'm speaking from a black perspective. Because I know everybody's probably, all not everybody, I mean, let me chill. Most, like different races are going to hear this podcast, is what I'm trying to say. And they're probably not going to understand what I'm saying. But being black, it's almost like you got to wear more than two faces, or three faces, or four faces. It's like you gotta open up the drawer and like, goddamn, which motherfucker I gotta put on today? Who, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like being fake; it's survival. Because if you really show these motherfuckers who you are, you ain't gonna have no job long, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be in handcuffs somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Not to say everybody violent, but you know, like you really can't do what you really want to do. You know what I mean? And the pressure that you get put under when you're like when you're in the hood, you're in the ghetto, and it's a lot of shit going on. It's the pressure, man. And what do we do about the pressure, man? Like, what do we do about the pressure when you go outside? Niggas outside, like, you're going to get down. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to ride, blah, blah, blah. What you going to do about the pressure? I'm past that point in my life now. Completely moving past it. Now, when I mean now, I mean like now. You know what I mean? So, what are we going to do about the pressure? That's a hell of a question. I'm asking myself this question. What the fuck are we going to do? I honestly don't know. I'm on this podcast right now to find answers. I really don't know what we're going to do. You know what I mean? So, it's like, I just feel like at the end of the day, man, like the music and the images that we're putting out there to, especially the black kids. And it's always like, every time you see a movie about us, they want to make us a motherfucking slave. We just now getting in this superhero shit. They won't fucking with Black Panther in the early 2000s or the 90s or no fucking Falcon. You know what I'm saying? Falcon need to get that motherfucking shot. Let me go. I'm rambling off subject, man. But listen, I want to ask y'all, what are we going to do about depression? The pressure, not depression. The pressure. What are we going to do? Like, what do we do about, why do our young men have to wear so many masks out here? Like, why do we have to, why is it that we can't be ourselves? Why is it that just because we black in the hood, we got to act like some black niggas from the hood? You know, why can't we show that, you know what I'm saying, getting married and getting a house and living a straight life? Like, why the fuck we can't show that that's cool? Why everybody got to be tough? You know what I mean? I was like that for so long. Just not breaking the habit, probably at like, shit, 26 when my daughter was born, going on 6 years ago. Yeah. Like when my daughter was born, that's when I really kind of broke. And I was like, all right. But I was on this kind of road where I was lost because I'm like, man, like, I don't know how to be a fucking dad. I've been acting this way for so fucking long. And I didn't even realize I was acting that way until I got around my friends at Sam's and they're like, yo, you fucking wild. And I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I am. And that's another thing, man. Like, you can't look yourself in the mirror. How the fuck you gonna look yourself in the mirror if you got the mask on? It's like I'm learning to really kind of get in touch with how I feel and saying, fuck the mask. You know what I mean? Like, let them see me. Like, let them see who I am, motherfucking smile, you know what I'm saying? Just be fucking happy and just live a life, man. Like, don't be scared to live because of those masks will keep you down. Those masks will get you killed. Like, those masks that you put on, man, they're dirty. They're filthy. You know what I mean? But then again, the world we live in, man, society, bro, it's like, you gotta pick one of them shits up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, you gotta pick one of them bitches up and put them on. But, like, you know you hate them. Like, you know when you go to work and you gotta act like something you not. Or when you was young and you was around the guys. And it's like, okay, you might have loved the guys. But at the same time, it's like you kind of want to say something. Like, yo, man, how about we try this? Or how about we do this? And if you do go for it, niggas, you know, it depends on who you're around. I was around some niggas that was just, you know, but then again, I was around my cousins too. And, you know, my cousins like Derek, Wink, you know what I mean? Them type of guys that's in the military, you know what I'm saying? A few of my brothers in the military, you know what I'm saying? Really, Wink and Derek is like my motherfucking brothers, you know, Mike Turleyton, all these guys, you know what I'm saying? I don't link up with them, but they know what it is. When we pick up, it's like we never left off. But, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't gotta wear a mask around certain people. So it's what I'm basically saying is, if you know that herd you following is on some funky ass shit, you just gotta take it upon yourself, man, to really find the strength. That's what fights the pressure, man. Strength. You're like, you really gotta find the strength. And I know that shit is hard. It's way, way easier said than done. And I know that for a fact, because it's like, for so many years, man, I was looking for my strength. I was trying to find my strength. I was hurt. You know what I mean? I was lost. Because for so many years, I was wearing these fucking masks. And I ain't know how to take them bitches off. And not only was I wearing the mask, my head won't right. So much input, negativity, input, negative. Motherfucker, I forgot how to smile. Even when I did smile, it wasn't a real smile. You know, unless I was talking shit with the homies, joking or high as hell on some shit. And then, yeah, that was a real laugh. But, like, when I went out in the world and smiled, man, people don't know, man. I was holding back tears sometimes. Especially when I was pushing them carts. No cap, bro. I was out there pushing the motherfucking carts in the rain, sleet, snow, you name it. Boy, I had tears in my eyes. I ain't gonna cap. I'm gonna be real with it. But listen, man, again, I'm gonna wrap this up. This is the second episode of the Trauma Fire podcast. A lot of y'all want to know what that means. Like my Facebook page. My Facebook page, like my friends want to know, not like the world. I'm not popping yet. But basically, Traumafied is trauma and horrified put together. And the reason I called my podcast the Traumafied podcast is because a lot of the things we go through, especially in the environments that our people are from, you can be very traumatized and very horrified by the things you see. And I believe that throughout my life, I've been very traumatized and I've kept them to myself. And I've been horrified by the things I've seen, heard, and felt. And I just want to let y'all know, man, find you some strength, find you some peace, so you don't have to keep picking up those dirty ass fucking masks, putting those masks on, trying to act like something you're not, looking for acceptance. Just be you. And sometimes it's hard to be you, but once you figure out how to do it, shit is easy, man. You just gotta learn to love yourself, man. You really gotta learn to love yourself, man. And that's hard. That's hard. That's real, real hard, man. Learn to love yourself. Find some strength, man. And pretty soon, man, hopefully that drawer full of masks is smaller, smaller, and smaller, and smaller, and smaller. So hopefully the only fucking mask you gotta wear is when you're going to work, black folk. You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, y'all take care. I'll catch y'all later this week, man. Thank you for tuning in to the Traumafied podcast with your boy Zell Johnson. Peace.